Hey, if you're a cleaning business owner and want to become an expert marketer or just proficient, but really unsure of where to start, well, I put together a free marketing course that shows you how we run our Facebook ads or Google ads and the campaigns we use to squeeze the juice out of our lead list. So if that's up your alley, you can head over to loganscleaningco.com/marketing course and you get access to this course absolutely free and there's no opt-in required. So I hope you enjoy. Now back to the show.
The text promotion, okay? So you'll get a good response on emails, but you'll get far more response through texting, right? You'll get a lot of responses.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
Okay. So let's show you guys how to set that up. And the list actually we use is a little bit different, and I'll explain why. So again, we use Just Call. If you use a different CRM, a phone CRM, that's totally fine. But if you don't have a phone CRM, you're not able to send mass text, I highly recommend using Just Call. It's an all-in-one system. It works really well and it records all your phone calls for your team when they're doing sales and when incoming calls are coming in. But again, if you have a different phone CRM, just like understand what I'm doing, be able to model it with the phone CRM that you use. So I'm going to pull Just Call over here. Cool. I'm going to get rid of some of these tabs. I don't know if everyone has their own styles. I'm definitely not a tabbed out person. Like I like my stuff clean. I do not like all these tabs. So what I don't think I need, I'm getting rid of. Okay, we're done with Constant Contact. Okay, I'm going to still use this. Okay, so if we scroll down here to the bottom of this promotion, you'll see at the bottom, there's actually a little text blip here, right? So this text blip says, hey, this is Kate with Bozeman 5-Star Cleaning. For Cinco de Mayo, we are offering 10% off a cleaning in May. If you're interested, text me back interested, and I can get you more information. So this is the text that we're going to send. And so we send it inside Just Call. So Just Call, if you go down here to SMS, you'll see there's a bulk SMS section. Okay, so this is where we're going to go. And so this is what it looks like. So if I click edit, you'll see what our promotion, I think this actually must have just went out. Analytics. So I'm sure we're getting blown up right now as we speak. Okay. Yeah, so we sent it to 1,200 contacts. Okay, so I'm jumping ahead here. Let me just show you guys how this is done. Okay, so how you'll do this is, let me go back here, bulk SMS. I gotta get rid of these, I think. Okay, there it is. So the first thing we need to do is we need to create another list. So before we do this, I'm gonna show you this list is we're actually gonna use a different list. So we go back here to all contacts. The only list we're going to exclude is our current clients. The reason why we want to exclude our current clients is because if you guys have ever done a bulk SMS or even had bulk SMS done to you, one of the things that it automatically puts at the bottom is click stop or text or reply stop to like unsubscribe. And so we used to do the exact same list for our email and our text. But here's where you guys get to learn from my mistakes. Don't do that because we've had our current customers unsubscribe from this mass text, which is totally fine. But now we can't contact them. we actually had to create a whole nother number. If you actually look, I'll show you here. I'll go back into Just Call for a second. So I had to create a whole nother number to be able to reach back out to our current clients because they unsubscribe from our mass text, but end up unsubscribing them from our inability to reach out to them at all. So we have a 5-star cleaning backup right here. So this is our Bozeman 5-star backup number that we have to reach out to any of our current clients who unsubscribe from us, which makes it more of an operational complexity, which this whole point is to not add complexity, but to create efficiency. So the whole point was that we're going to separate this lead list. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to do former customers. Well, actually we'll do leads first. So leads, we're going to export this. So these people who are not contacts, again, only these 1,400 clients. Again, I'm using ZenMaids. If you guys don't use ZenMaids, you use whatever CRM that you use. But I like ZenMaids. It works really, really well. Simple to use. Phone number. The other thing I like to see, and this just helps me confirm that I am grabbing the right people, is I like to see the service frequency. So this just Oh, status. That's actually what it is. So the status lets me know that they for sure are a lead and not a current customer. So then I'll export this as a CSV. And then the other list I'll grab is our former customers. So these people who were once customers who stopped using our services for whatever reason. So they were silly. They didn't know what was happening. They didn't know how good we were, or maybe we just weren't that good. And now we're getting better. So that's usually what it is. We unmet. We didn't meet their need. And so now give us another opportunity. We've gotten better. Status again, go ahead and export CSV. Okay. So now I'll go back into Katie's email. So her email is the one that's associated with this account. Well, it's back over here. So I'll show you guys what it looks like. Okay. While that's uploading, I just confirm that the other one came through as well. Doesn't look like it did. Let's try this again here. Export data. One of these guys, deselect all. First name, last name, phone numbers, emails. And status, export CSV. Cool. Maybe I just need to be patient here. Okay. So this is the lead one. And then so what I'll do now is I'll go back to our... There it goes. Popped up. Thank you. Thank you, ZenMade. Same thing. I'm going to go here to Google Sheets. Open this up in Google Sheet as well. And I'm actually just going to combine these because I don't want to... there's no need for me to create two or to download two CSV files. So I'll just take the smaller one, which is this one. I'm just going to paste this to the bottom of here. So boom, now they're both on the same page. Now I'm going to download this as a CSV file. So there it is. Okay, Q. Now I'm going to go back into Just Call. I'm going to go back to bulk SMS. So we're going to create. So I'm going to upload a list first. So list name, this is going to be test 5423. Upload. Phone number, you're going to put in the phone numbers, make sure it grabs, cool. Emails, all, name. First, oops, actually, we don't want to do that one. We want this one to be our first name, this one to be our last name. Cool, I don't know if I can delete that or not, it's fine. And then that looks good, so we'll click save. Okay, so then once we upload our list, and we'll go ahead and click create campaign. And test 5423. Send this to, who are we sending this to? This is going to be sent to our newest list right here. Save. Who's going to be sending from? Again, we're going to send it from our 5-star cleaning email or phone number. Select date. So then here you'll put in the date. So again, I'm just going to put this in for Friday. Put this in at 10 a.m. And if you want it to be like this is military time. So then click apply, click save. So this is set up for tomorrow. And then just create your message, so add template. So now I'm going to go back all the way to here. Copy this. So hey, this is Katie with Bulk SMS Cleaning for Single Mile. Looks good. Okay. You can't still see this little checkbox says add opt-out template. You can't opt out when you're doing a bulk SMS. So that's what it says, reply, stop, subscribe. This is the reason why we don't send it to current clients. And then we click create. And then, yeah, and then at that point, it's going to take a little bit of time to upload us and basically put all the contacts in there. And then the last piece of it is literally just paying for it. And I think like this campaign costs like $35, I think. And so again, like to be specific on Just Call, like how you add credits. If you want to do add more credits, you literally just come over here, add however much you want to put in there, let's add another $30, proceed to payment. And we put our card that we have on file, which is this one. We hit pay. It gives us more credits. And once that campaign gets uploaded, then we just click, then it gives us the opportunity to pay for it, and then we pay for it, and then it gets ready to push it out. And at that point, you're just responding to all the messages that that went out. So now you see our balance right here is 41. Let's go back to bulk SMS. Let's see what the status of it is. It'll show you that it's, so it's uploaded 200 of 1,249 people. Yeah. Then once it's done, you can just click the button, and maybe I'll do this at the very end. I'll go through and I'll let it get to that point. Let's see here, because I believe we sent this out today. Let's just see if we've got any responses so far from it. So SMS inbox, and I don't want to go in there and mess everything up because our team is responding to things, but. So there it is. So it just went out. You'll see some stops in there, which is great. Cool. So some people already clicked stop and some people are replying back, it looks like. Amazing. So again, I'm not going to get in there and mess everything up, but that's what it looks like from the just call standpoint. So that's when your text messages go out, and then you're at that point, you're just responding to people and they say interested. And then at that point, I'm just like, okay, you're pushing them to a phone call, or you're going to just, it depends on your relationship with them, right? Sometimes you can just text them yeah, you can get 10% off. And they're like, yes, sign me up. When do I sign up? Even at that on phone calls, it really just depends on your level of trust with the prospect, or if it's a former client, they're usually the easiest ones to get back on the schedule with. But that those type of promotions done consistently is what allows you to squeeze the juice out of your lead list. So right now, if you guys are marketing and you guys are spending money on Facebook, you're getting Google ads, or you're spending money on Google ads, you're getting people who are coming in. These people who are coming in, these contacts are so important for you to be able to take that contact information and put it in a nice place like your CRM. Again, we use InMade, but you can use anything else. And then this is how you follow up with people, is you send out these promotions once, twice, as many times as you want, every single month, and you just stay in front of people. And don't make it any more complicated than that. Put really good offers in front of people, and they'll just say yes. Or they'll just ignore you, or they'll say stop. And then they'll go off your list, and somebody else will come back in. And that's just how the game of intro marketing goes. But the reason why I like it is because those, aside from the extra, credits, I guess, that we spend in Just Call, we're paying for Just Call. So I think we spent $35 or $40 on that. The emails are free to send. And so if you get just one customer at $200, is it worth it? But normally, and I don't know if Katie actually put in the chat what we got in the last one, but I would say normally we get at least four or five clients who actually book additional services with us. And so again, let's just say it's $200 a clean, which is what we average. That's an extra $1,000 just by sending an email and a text. Is that worth it? Especially because all the work is already done. So again, if you guys haven't got access to the marketing calendar, I'll drop it again down in the chat, but you guys can literally just use this as a template and you guys can have all the copy. And outside of doing the work to pull the list and put it inside your email autoresponder and your text autoresponder, everything's done for you. So hopefully that gives you guys some value. Or again, you guys can just take it and model it and create your own stuff from it. Wherever you're at in your business, it can work on both sides.